The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans Day, who do you want to honor? 651-461-9226. Susan, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead, you're on WCCO Radio.
I want to honor my daughter, Kate. She was in the Army National Guard for 22 years and just retired this year as a major. But she also flew Black Hawk helicopters in Iraq and Kuwait.
Wow.
So she was deployed.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Susan, very kind of you to reach out. Thank you so much to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
Mary, go ahead. You're on WCC Radio.
Hi, Chad. I would like to honor both of my children. They're both officers in the Air Force. My daughter's been in Iraq and Afghanistan. My son was in Afghanistan. He is now in charge of mission support, which supports our families at Ellsworth Air Force Base. My daughter is working at the Air Force Academy mentoring cadets. I also want to honor my brother, who is a Vietnam vet, and I'll never forget the day he left for Vietnam. I was 15 and he was 19, and he was in the infantry in the Army, and he, of course, returned a year later, but never spoke of it, but I really respect him. And also, Chad, I'd just like to say, we as civilians don't realize what families go through so much. And I'd like to honor all the families that support their families and their loved ones while being deployed.
I think that is right on. Thank you so much. Dave, I want you to grab line one, and then I'll just speak on this. I think Mary's right on. Right. My late Uncle Harold served this country in Korea. Amazing individual. Highly decorated. My Uncle Harold made my father look like a quiet personality. I mean, wasn't close. I'm not kidding. Wasn't close, the bigger personality. And I loved Uncle Harold. He was great. Uncle Harold's the one I've told this story before. We're out to lunch years ago, and he looks at me and goes, Chad, are you a giver or are you a taker? I loved him so much. I just said, of course, I'm a giver. What was I supposed to say at that point? But that was his point. You can be one of two people, because he was just so kind, and he was reluctant to talk about it. What made it great too was to see Harold with his family, you know, and I was part of the family, but his wife Joyce and his great daughters, and just the unbelievable love they had for him and all of it, richly deserved. Let me get to a couple texts here. My late father, Merchant Marines and Army Reserves, my sons in the Navy and the National Guard for 10 years. Thank you so much. My husband was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. He was shot down weeks before his one-year duty was about to end. He was listed missing as action. His status was later changed to killed in action. His remains were never located. Thanks for taking time in your show to remember. I just can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, for anyone, thank you when they volunteer in any manner. And it's so rewarding all throughout. In a case of you're involved in combat and to be a loved one and to wait for a call you're dreading or to be concerned about that and have something like this, we're missing in action. And you never want to give up because there are amazing stories where people are found. But then to never get resolution, that's so hard. I'm so sorry about that. Diane has called in. Diane, thank you very much for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hi. I would like to honor my dad. He's 92, and he is a Korean War vet, and he spent the last week in the hospital, and he's still there, and he is an ornery old git, but he served.
That's good.
And he's still giving us all hell, putting us all through hell,
yes.
But he did serve, and I would just like to honor him.
Beautiful. I hope he stays. I hope he keeps driving you nuts for a long, long time, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Dwayne has called in. Go ahead, Dwayne. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Good afternoon. I'd like to give a shout-out to my father, Oscar Myers, Master Sergeant Oscar Myers. He served in the Company C, 99th Signal Battalion in the Army, and they all served in the South Pacific. They hit all the bad stuff, Saipan, Tinian, Guadalcanal, everything, right with the Marine Corps. As soon as the beachheads were established, those guys would go in and set up communications right behind them for everybody to be able to stay in communication, know where they're at, what they're doing.
Can't imagine.
And I was fortunate enough to meet about 90% of the guys that came back with him. They had a reunion every 2 years while I was a kid growing up. And I got to go to those reunions 2 or 3 times. And
that was great.
Meet their families. It was great. So
yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. That's beautiful. Appreciate it. It's 49 past 2. A bit of this Michael Strahan controversy or non-controversy with Jason. And, of course, stick with Jason all throughout the afternoon here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.